Ksav Yodoy. V'yei. When do we say it's possible with Rabbanin if you have a Neidechor and Ksav Yodoy? Avul Ksav Seifer V'yeid Loi. But if you have the Ksav of the Seifer and an Eid, then Takr is possible. So Rashi says, but after Ksav Yodoy V'yeid who the Yarmir Nablad Kosher? There is a device to get is a good gift. The Hitaim of Marish of Marisha Shaminin Lay, the Afila Bloish made of Lab Kosher. He says, no, he'll have a safe of a mina, a hocha, the Ike, the Echod, is even Lechatchimi could use the get. So that's the Chiddush over here, that Lechatchimi is still not supposed to use this get. Even though it's a Ksav Yodi Enene, the Echod, Lechatchimi you shouldn't use it. Lechatchimi is supposed to have two Eidim signing on the get. But again, it's only Rav said, it's only Dafka Ksav Yodi. Avul Ksav Seifer V'yed Loi, then the get would be possible. Then the kid would even be a mamzin. If you only have the Ksav of a Seifer, Stam the Seifer wrote it. So when a Seifer writes it, there's no Eidus there. There's no IOU there like. It's not. He's not the Baldover. So if you only have a Seifer wrote the get, and you only have one Eid signed in the get, that's nothing. That get L'chur is possible with the rice even, and therefore the kid should be a mamzin. Ushmul says no. Ushmul Om Afilu Ksav Seifer V'yed. Even when you only add the ksav of a sefer, also with the rice that's good, with an eid echad. Sherei shanina, because we learn like this. Ksav sefer v'yei kosher. That's where Shmuel learned. So therefore, Shmuel owes even a ksav sefer is also kosher. Taita. For the Gemara of Rav, Rav says, me done, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom tinos lechatchila. Hos hocho dievet. Rav Amalach, mi dami, hosam kosh lechatchila, mashma, dosam chasam seifer im eichininu. Rav learns over there, that doesn't mean the ksav seifer, just the seifer wrote the get, but it means after he wrote it, he also signed on the get. So that's kosh lechatchila. If you have one eid signed on it, and the seifer also signed on it, that's like a regular two eidim, so there are people lechatchila want to get married. So that's what Rav learns. There is no proof over there. But if you only have the ksav of a cipher, just he wrote the get, but the cipher did not sign in the get, that's even possible in the Raisa. Then all you have is only one eid signed on the get, there the get is possible. Ushmul the Gemara says, Lakash is no stira. Ho the safra the muvik, v'yav the safra the muvik. Shmuel learns, no, both cases is we're only ksav cipher. The cipher wrote it. One place says it's good, the Katkila one says only v'yavid. It depends how good of a cipher it was. So Rashi says, the Shmuel left the Rabbi Yimya. El Ksav Seif, he learns, no, it's only the Ksav, only the writing of the cipher that wrote the get. V'loi Chosam, and the cipher did not sign on the get. If so, why is the get kosher then? Fahai no time with the kosher lechatchila. How come even lechatchila, Rashi says, you're allowed to use such a get? V'safra de muvak. U'boki b'teres gittim. I'm talking about a cipher that's not much a boki in teres gittim. He would only write it if he heard from the Baal. So therefore we know for sure the Baal commanded him like to write it, and therefore his signature is like an aid. Therefore the get is kosher. But if the cipher is not a muvlik, then we have to be afraid maybe it wasn't written but see the Baal, then the get with the Rabbanon is puzzle. That's what it says, that the Mishnah is talking about a ksav yodai. Like Rashi's Karav, the Yom Ksav Yodashninu, have a Ksav Sefer, a Vlad will be a Mamzer. The Ksav Sefer, then the Vlad will be a Mamzer. Oh, Malari Abeloza, Harayeshol of Edom, that we have Edom sign on it. Like, if again, I haven't really thought to say it was going in the middle case. There we have Edom. Oh, Malaya Sefer, no, we're going on the Sefer. The Sefer was, you only have an Edechod, so they are talking about, even though you have a Ksav, you have an Edechod with the Ksav Sefer, the get will be possible. Zimne nama Rav teitzei, zimne nama Rav lo teitzei. Sometimes Rav says will be teitzei. Rashi says, Pahani shloisha gittin demas nisin. In this is teitzei. And these three psulim in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says the get is possible in the Rabbanim. So the Mishnah only says that if she remarries and has children, the children are not mamzerim, the children are sherim. But the question is, before she has children, do we tell her to be teitzei or not? Does she have to get a get from the second husband or not? So Rav says sometimes yes, sometimes no. Here, the Zimna Nama Rav Teitzei, Zimna Nama Rav Le Teitzei. Ho Keitzei, how could we have this? It's like this. Yeish La Bonim Le Teitzei. Treat her, if she has children, then we say Le Teitzei. Ein La Bonim Teitzei. If she doesn't have children yet, then we say Teitzei. So Rashi says, Yesh Tobana means Kaidim Shinoi the Law Nosha Beget Hazanisis. Like before we realized that she used this get, this type of a get, when she got married, and she has children, once she had already children, then not to be Maitzi Laz upon them, we say, Lo Taitse. Because if we'll tell her to be Taitse, even though we're going to say the kids are kosher, but people still will be Maitzi Laz. People will still say, why are we Taitse? Because the first get was no good, and people will come to say the kids are Mamzerim. So therefore, when she already had children with the second husband, then we say, Lo Taitse. But if she only remarried and she didn't have children yet from the second husband, then we say Taitse. Masiv Mazutra Bar Tuvia. Mazutra Bar Tuvia asks a question like this. It says, Alocha, the Kulon, all 15, Rashi says it means the 15 Arayis, that says in the beginning of Masech to Yivamis, that they parted Sarasayim from Yibum, where your brother had two wives and then your brother died. So if one of his wives is an erva to you, is your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law, so the other wife is also posel, is also potter from Yibam. So it says, V'chulon sho'ayu ben, sofi kedushin. Let's say your brother was married to two wives, and the second wife, the erva to you, is only a sofi if your brother was really married to her or not. It's only a sofi kedushin. Or a sofi gershin, else you have a sofi, maybe your husband gave that one a get already. And if he didn't marry her, or else if he gave her a get, then the second wife you have, your brother has, is Zotav Liyibum. Because the only reason why you should be Potter is because it's a Saras Erva. But if the Erva is a Suffolk, so the other one is Midra Suffolk, Mechuyiv. So it says, Allah is a Reyel, Chalatis Lod Mesyabem. It's good, Midra Suffolk, you have to give the other wife Chalitza. Because it's a Suffolk, maybe the Erva was not married to your brother. So therefore, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. But only, but below Mesyabem, because maybe the Kedushin was a good Kedushin, and then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So therefore, you have to give chlitzim in a suffix. Now, ketzat suffix kedushin. Where is there a case that's a doubtful whether your brother was married to your sister-in-law or not? Zorak law kedushin, where your brother threw her the kest of kedushin. Suffix kar of loy. We have a suffix though that the money get closer to her, closer to him. Zil suffix kedushin. That's a suffix of doubt whether your brother married her or not. Suffix gerushin. Where's the case of a suffix get? Kosav v'ksav yodai, where the husband himself wrote up the get. The yein olav edim, and there's no edim sign on it. This is called the suffer gerushin. Yei, or else yesh olav edim v'yein boizman, or else yesh boizman v'yein boyelav edechot. Harel or suffer gerushin. So here you called our cases, our three psulim in the Mishnah. Here the Brisa calls it a suffer gerushin. Now, v'yamrit lo taitse. If you tell me now the din is on such a get that once she remarried, we said the din is lo taitse. We said the din is that really she could stay with this get. She could use the get. If so, Tsarosa, ask Yaliyahumi, it'll come out then that the Tsara, you'll come to be Miyabim then the Tsara. Because if you can say now that like the get was a good get, so it comes out your brother already gave the get to the Erva, so she's not your brother's wife. So your brother only had one wife at the time when he died, so you'll come to be Miyabim. So Gemara says, so what? So what? Let it be Miyabim. Chashosha the Rabbanan, it's only a Chash with the Rabbanan. Like we already said in our Mishnah, midi yiraisa, these three gittim are kosher. So midi yiraisa, if your brother gave the erva a get, so midi yiraisa, the second wife is his only wife, and therefore there is a mitzvah yivim over there. It's only a suffix midi rabbanan if a get is a good get or not. So on a suffix rabbanan, we don't care. Even if she wouldn't make yivim, it's not so the fellow. She's not doing an issa yiraisa, it's only a suffix if there's been issa the rabbanan or not, so therefore we don't make any chashash. Chashash to rabbanan, we don't care about. Levi Yom Levi says no. Liyolam Loi Taitse. Could be the three cases now. Mishnah, the din is Loi Taitse. Even if she remarries before she has children, still the din will be Loi Taitse. And the Chayim Rav Yechon Liyolam Loi Taitse. Rav Yechon also like that. That's what we passed him. Her din is now Mishnah. These three get in true lechatchila. She's not supposed to remarry with them. But if she did remarry, the din is the get is kosher. And therefore we say Loi Taitse. All right, turn over. Then what says the chain omalu Reb Yechanon lebnei Rebbe Chalafta. And Reb Yechanon said to children of Reb Chalafta to Minhuna that Hochiyar Mavugla did what your father said. Liyelam Loitaitzei. That you should know in this three cases in our Mishnah, if the wife does remarry, then it's Loitaitzei. The Kartis Shebomer Eina Poiselus B'mechatis. The Kartis Shebomer means a type of an insect, a worm, that stays by the wool, if it drinks from the mechatis, it does not pass on the mechatis. The Gemara says, my karsis, what is this karsis? Om rabaya de dibrito de bene keeping. It's a fly that flies around bene kipi, by the barrels. So if this type of a fly drinks from the water, the mechatis, it does not pass on the mechatis. Because usually the klal is if an animal drinks from the mechatis, we say he took water up in his mouth, and some water comes flowing down again, so that water is possible. But here, from this insect, this fly, whatever he swallows in, and he doesn't throw anything back, therefore the water that's left over is still kosher. So Mora says, Moser Rav Daniel, Rav Daniel asks a question, Bar Rav Ketina. It says, Locha Koloi, for he's placed in the Mechatis. Any type of a bird that goes to drink from the Mechatis, that's the paraduma that you burn to put the ashes in the water, to make the Mechatis, if any bird drinks from it, it's possible. Because we said the bird takes in some water, and then it drifts back again, so that water that comes back in is a lanasaba avoida, the water is possible. Chutz min ayayna, only a pigeon, he swallows everything. But Neshem Maitzetzes, he swallows it all, doesn't spit anything back. That's the only one that's still kosher. Now the question is, v'yemisa nisni chutz, miyayna v'karatzitz. If you're telling me this fly at the karatzitz also was kosher, so why doesn't it say chutz from the yayna v'karatzitz? So Gemara says, v'yayla psikalei. It's not sure. Not every karsis is kosher. Only if it's a big fly. But a small one is possible of the water. The yatka matul, how big, is still called a katan, what's called a gedoylo. Now the fly is only up until the size of the gezayis, it's called a katana. There are apostles. When it's bigger than the size of the gezayis, that's called a big fly, then that fly does not possible the water. Then the Mishnah says, Rab lezu wayma afapi. Lazar Shita is, we know, Edom is Sira Karsi, even though you don't have Edom signing in the get, just Edom were there when they gave over the get is still kosher. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Halacha Kareb Lazar Begitin. We pass on the Lazar Begitin, which is mashed only by get Isha, is the get kosher without Edom signing. Jabi was given over. But mashed by Shtar Mumin, there will be possible without Edom signing on it. Ki Amrisa Karim with Shmuel Lama after Shtaros. No, not only by Gittin, even by Shah Shtaros also, we pass in the Iker, Edi, Mesira Karsi. It's enough it was given over in front of two Edim. For Rav Sava Bishtaramar, but Rav Sava Bishtaros, Lord, is it true that Rav holds the Shtaros? No. Hokatani says, Na Mishnah Vagodim, Nechosim Mishabadim. Ha Mishnah says clearly, Rav Lezer said it's been even by Shah Shtaros that you could collect the money. Tomorrow it's true. Rav Lezer, Tati Yom, Avad, Rav Lezer himself holds his Shita both places. By Gittin and by Shtari Mamin, Edom Mesir is good. But I'll tell you, for Rav, Sovak Abbasin Bechoda, Polog Lebechoda, Rav only passes like Rav Lezer by Gittin and not by Shashtaris. By Mamin, there the Iker is a Raya, there you have to have Edom inside the get itself, inside the Shtar. Mashiach, by Gittin Noshim, there the Iker is the get, and if Abbi was given over in front of two Edom, there is Kasha. The Chaynam Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Yom Rabbi Shulman Levi, Halachah Rav Lezer by Gittin, only by Gittin. Rav Yana Yom Afilu Reich Aget Einba. He also knows we don't hold like Rav Lezer. It's not even a get at all. Rav Yana for the Gemara. Let's say the Rav Lezer is true. Hachikama le Rabbanin. This is what Yana meant to say. Le Rabbanin, according to the Rabbanin Shita of Rav Lezer, Afilu Reich Aget Einba. You should know. True. Rav Lezer himself holds the get this kosher, and it could be we paskin like Rav Lezer. It only means according to the Rabbanin Shita though that this get is nothing. It's not even called a Reich of a get. And we're not even paskin a kain. She would be mutter to marry to a kohen if the husband dies. V'cheinu Rabbi Yosi Mechanina Amar Rosh Lakish Halacha Rabbi Lezer v'Gittin. We only pass on Edim Mesira by Gittin. Rabbi Yechon Amar Afilu Recha Get Ein Boy. Leimer Rabbi Yechon Lesa Rabbi Lezer again. Hachi No Hachi Kama LeRabbanim LeRabbanim Shita Agus and Rabbi Lezer Afilu Recha Get Ein Boy. It's not even called anything. Therefore, according to Rabbanim, if the husband dies, she could remarry to a kohen. She's not called Grusha. Sholach LeRabba Baba Zab LeMori Bar Mar. Boy, my name Rav Huna. Halacha Rav Lezer begitin or ain't halacha? Do we pass like Rav Lezer begitin or not? Hadoch in between noch nav shei the Rav Huna. Rav Huna died. Oh, Malay Rabba Bray. Hochi Yom Rabba. Is this true that your father said Mishmei the Rav name of Rava? Halacha Rav Lezer begitin. Then Rabbi Seinu Abki and Bedav Halacha. They all said halacha that way. Mishur Mabenu. Omer Halacha Rav Lezer begitin. They all say over. We said over the halacha is like Rav Lezer begitin. The Yom Rav Chama Baguru Yom Rav. Halacha Rav Lezer begitin, we take a pasuk Rav Lezer by gittin, which is mashma though only by gittin we pass on Edim Esira and not by mamon, not by other star mechira or star matana. Ika the army some say the chaverenu abkiim bedav the chaverim that knew the halachas klaw halacha v'talmidei rabenu mishum rabenu or halacha Rav Lezer begitin. The yom Rav Chiz, the yom Rav Chama Bagur, yom Rav halacha Rav Lezer begitin. V'chein ki yotzi Rav, yom Rav Lezer or Rav halacha Rav Lezer begitin. So Gittin, the Shala, how we paskin like Mashma clearly, by Ilchas Gittin, we do paskin like Rabbi Lezer, Eidim Isiri alone is enough. And the Shala is, by Shtari Mumin, is it also enough Eidim Isiri, or you Badafka have to have Eidim signing inside the Shtar, Matan Shtar Mechira. So even there, we also paskin, even by Shashtar, also we paskin that the Shtar is a good Shtar. So that's the Mishnah. What's going to be in the case of Shnayim Shel Sholchu Shnei Gittin Shovim? Two people were married to each one had his own wife, but all four had the same name. The two husbands and the two wives had the exact same name. So both husbands had a separate get written up for his own wife, and the two men sent the two gittin, which look exactly alike, with the same shliach to give the two gets to the two wives. This Reuven sent the get with this shliach to give to his wife, and this Reuven sent the get with the same shliach to give it to his wife. And what happened was, v'nisarvu, the shliach now mixed up the two gets in his hand. He remembered the right hand was supposed to go to L.A., the left hand was supposed to go to New York, and then he mixed up, he forgot who goes to where. I can't be there, it would say the places. Kids in the same place, he forgot though which one is whose. So locher is, noisen shneim lezer, shneim lezer. The get is kosher, he has to give both of them to one wife, and then again give both of them to the other wife, so b'manashach, each wife received her get. The figure, therefore, of it, let's say he lost one of the two gittin, or he has a shiny bottle, the second get is useless. Because since he does not know to which wife to give it to, we don't know which wife received the get. So therefore, the get is bottled, she can't remarry unless she gets another get also. What about Chanisha Shekosu Klab Teraget? Five men wanted to give their wives a get. They all wrote it up in one big get. And one big get, they wrote, Ani, Vani, 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 Megarish, Ishti, 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 Ishti. So it's like this. Chanisha Shekosu Klab Teraget. Ish Ploini, Megarish Ploinis. Reuven's been Megarish his wife Rachel. Ploini, Ploini, Shimon is Sarah. The Eidim Lamatim, the Eidim son and the bottom. Lachm is Kulam Sherim. This one get is good for all five of them. The Yinosain Lachol Achas Viachas. And you have to give it to each wife separately. But the get is a kosher get for all five. What about Toyakosif Taifas Lachol Echad Viachad? If each person had a separate get written, it was one big piece sheet of paper. But you said Reuven is giving a get to his wife, Leah, and the whole Nusach get. And then right after that, Shimon's giving a get to his wife, Sarah, the whole Nusach get. And then the third one, fourth one. The Edom Lamata, and here the Edom only signed on the bottom of the whole piece of paper, so it depends, only the last get is good. Esher Edom, Nikrami, my kosher. Only the last person that's read with the last Edom, that's kosher. But the first few gittin, since the Edom did not sign right next to it, there we say, no, maybe the last Edom are only signing on the last one, not on the first four, therefore the first four apostles. Mor says, Man tanu zetana ba mishnah Rabbi Yirmiyah d'lek Rabbi Lezer. Who goes on like Rabbi Lezer? Dear Rabbi Lezer, kivun d'yom edim etzira karsi. Rabbi Lezer, sheet the rizikir edim is the one that see the given over the get. If so, holo yoda b'hayim minayi komagasha. In the case of our mishnah, where the two men wrote up two separate gittin and gave it to one shliach, and the shliach mixed it up. So we say he has to give both gittin to both wives. Why is the kosher? The edim etzira did not see the lishmo, they did not know exactly clearly which get is for which wife. Square says no. Habayyom afil temer Rabbi Lezer. Eimah debor Rabbi Lezer ksiva lishmo. What has to be written lishmo? Only the ksivas I get. Nesina lishmo mi boy. But does the nesina, does the edim have to see clearly to know exactly which get is for which wife? That it doesn't say. The nesina doesn't have to be done lishmo. So here lemaisa, out of these two gittin, both of them were given to both wives. So for sure, each wife did receive her get. Therefore, the get is kosher, even though it's not called an asina lishmo. Weiter, chamishish kosu klal, hechi domi klal. What's called the case of a klal? Hechi domi tovus. What's called the case of a tovus in his posel? Om Rav Yechanan, zman echad lekulam. There's only one date for the soshtar zel klal. That's called one big get. Zman lechalech biyechad zel tovus. If each one has his own date, that's called like five different gittin. Then you only have one signature in the bottom. Only the bottom one is kosher, not the top ones. Resh Lakish shomar afilu zman echad lekulam, even for one date. Afilu zman echad lekulam nami. Heavy typhus. No, still it could be a typhus if you have different nusachs written up. Ela hechidomi klal, the cost of it sounds like this. Ani plani plani girashnu nishasenu. That's what it says. Ani plani ani Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar. As we megaris Rusara Rachel Rivka whatever you want. So the plainest of plainest. That's called the cloud. Kids are the men and the wives all together, and then they have one nusach of a get. Maskev lo Rabba Abba lo Rabbi Yerchanon, diyom az zman echad lekulam. Zel klal, that's enough. Again, why? But if you have four or five different lashons of a get, why with one signature on the bottom is a good, two edim on the bottom, lechesh, let's be afraid. Maybe when the edim sign on the bottom, the only sign on the bottom get, not on the top ones. Mila Tana, didn't we learn edim chasum, and the edim sign, al shila shalom beget, if on the bottom of the get there's a shila shalom there, puzzle. If the edim sign after the shila shalom, how you doing, then the get is puzzle. Because chashin Hashem, al shila shalom chasmu, we're afraid maybe the edim only sign on the shila shalom. So you see the edim only sign on the bottom part of it, not above it. So my answer is, Lavit Mila, didn't we learn on this, Lavit Mila, Amar Bahua, that the dim ifarshalay mined Rabbi Yechanan, shalu puzzle. V'shalu kosher. It depends. If you ask, it's possible. If you don't have, you ask, it's kosher. Rakhanami, the kosher by plenty. Shalu possible. V'shalu kosher. It depends. If it says shalu, then it's possible. But if it says v'shalu with a vav, if the shila shalom is with a vav, then the get is kosher. Because the say vav means also the edim is signing on everything above. So Rakhanami, the kosher by plenty. Here also, even though each man, like Reuven is being Megarish Leah, and you wrote up the Nusach get, but then it says Uplaini, it says another Vav, and then after the next get it says Vav U, and then you have Edom on the bottom, then we say for sure the Edom is signing on the whole get, because since each one says the Vav after it also, and then it means to say for sure the bottom Edom signing on the whole get, that would be kosher. But if it doesn't say Vav, it only says, you know, Ruvain Zimigarish Laya, Shimon this, and the Laya and this, and then you have to weigh them on the bottom, then taka the get is only kosher for the bottom one and not for the ones on top. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. So again, the last shaila was that the Mishnah said a case if you have Chamisha Shekosvu. If five people want to write a get in one piece of paper, like, so it depends how they did it. If they did it with a Torah, if it's possible, if they did it with a klal, then the get is kosher. So let's see this last Gemara again of Pei Vav Amud Beis. This was a machlekes. Hechi domi klal, hechi domi teifus. What's called the klal and what's called the teifus? So it's a machlekes. Omer Rabbi Yechanan said, Zman echad lekul. If there's only one date for all these five people in the get, Zel klal. That's called like one big get, and the get is kosher. But zman lecholechad v'yechad of each one that has his own get, like written in a piece of paper, has its own date on it, then we say zel teifus, that the get is possible. That's the way Rabbi Yechanan learns. For Reish Lakish Omar afilu zman.